Appendix E, Training. Essential Seaburn Proficiency Skills. Listeners are encouraged to reference Appendix E of the print version of FM3-11 for detailed lists of individual and collective tasks. Training for officers, enlisted personnel, and civilian support personnel whose primary duties are concerned with the planning, coordination, supervision, and conduct of unit Seaburn defense activities should include essential Seaburn proficiency skills. These personnel should receive formal training that meets the requirements consistent with those duties. Table E-1 identifies individual tasks for Seaburn defense specialists to include unit Seaburn defense officers, enlisted personnel, and DoD civilians, including private contractors, assigned on an additional duty basis to form the Seaburn control party. These personnel should be at the company, battery, or troop task unit, but they may be at a higher level, depending on the organizational structure. Common Seaburn defense individual tasks for all units. All service personnel must be trained in the basic concepts of Seaburn defense to survive a Seaburn-related attack and contribute to the survivability and operating proficiency of the organization in a Seaburn environment. Individual standards of proficiency include common tasks that individuals must master to survive a Seaburn attack. Table E-2 identifies common tasks for Seaburn defense. These are non-military occupational specialty-specific individual tasks. Collective tasks for units conducting operations in Seaburn environments. Effective mission command philosophy is conducive to setting the conditions for battle-focused training and for the development of effective teams. Due to reporting and synchronization requirements, Seaburn incidents incorporated into decisive action provide a multi-echelon training venue that emphasizes mission command. Although staffs and crews train battle drills individually on reacting to Seaburn incidents, battle-focused training emphasizes that planners should replicate the conditions of a Seaburn incident from initial observation, warning and reporting, synchronization between higher and adjacent units, and final resolution. Commanders use unit training plans to address Seaburn threats as a complex variable of the OE that directly impacts a unit's ability to execute mission-essential tasks. Unit NCOs identify Seaburn supporting collective tasks by echelon to mitigate Seaburn impact on a unit mission. The following recommended collective tasks provide commanders with a training strategy to achieve proficiency in a contested Seaburn environment. Additional proficiency skills for medical personnel. Medical personnel protect themselves, patients, and medical facilities against exposure to Seaburn agents, Seaburn defense, and according to the latest developments in science and technology, carry out the measures necessary to maintain and restore the health of personnel exposed to Seaburn environments, Seaburn medical defense. Linkage to supporting doctrine. The techniques nested within this publication provide the methods for fulfilling Seaburn functions. Seaburn operations tasks can be found in supporting doctrine, as depicted in Figure E1 in the print version of this publication. The following bullets describe these tasks and their corresponding reference publications. Tasks such as conducting threat assessments, advising the commander on Seaburn operations, and conducting reconnaissance and surveillance associated with assessing Seaburn hazards may be found in ATP3-11.36, ATP3-11.37, TM3-11.91. Tasks for Seaburn defense that are associated with protecting the force in Seaburn environments can be found in ATP3-11.32. Tasks to mitigate decontamination, small-scale elimination, domestic Seaburn response can be found in ATP3-11.23, ATP3-11.32, ATP3-11.41, TM3-11.91. Tasks associated with the integrating activity of hazard awareness and understanding can be found in ATP3-11.36. The doctrinal collective tasks associated with this publication can be found in ADRP1-03. By order of the Secretary of the Army, Mark A. Milley, General, United States Army Chief of Staff. Official. Signed, Kathleen S. Miller, Administrative Assistant to the Secretary of the Army,